Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm happy and excited to have Tim Driscoll as my guest for today's show. Tim has had three successful careers: sailing, direct sales, and management consulting. In the direct sales field, Tim achieved an outstanding record with Western Lifetime Housewares, and his love for small businesses has led him to specialize in working with small businesses to maximize their market potential. Tim's interest in personal growth attracted him to Toastmasters, which is an international communication and leadership organization. During his 17 years as a member of Toastmasters, Tim has participated extensively at the club level and district level. He has served as club president twice, and he's advised 10 of the club's presidents and mentored many new club members. His club awarded him a Lifetime Achievement Award for his participation and dedication to the success of Southern Marin Toastmasters, and he was awarded District 57 Club President of the Year in 2005. Join us for a conversation about how Toastmasters can help you live your music. Welcome, Tim.
Well, thank you, Margot.
I am so excited to have you on the show. It is so great to have you on here. And I just, you know, I wanted to say, first of all, thank you so much for all you've done for Toastmasters 1441, which my listeners don't realize, but it's the club, the Toastmasters club that I'm in. And I just wanted to say thank you for welcoming me when I walked in that door the first time in December of 2004, and for being my very first evaluator in February 2005, and also for being our president two times, and all of the people that you've mentored. It's just been amazing. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you had told me that at one time, you used to be shy, and that really blew me away because you're so good at telling stories and you're so great in our club. And I just was wondering, why did you join Toastmasters? What inspired you to join it?
Well, I had somewhat of a selfish reason for joining. I come from a large family and very outspoken. There are 8 children, numerous aunts and uncles and cousins and so forth. And when I saw that I could be listened to for 5 to 7 minutes and not be interrupted and then thanked for speaking, and then later on in the evening had an evaluation that would improve my abilities, I thought to myself, this is a place for me.
Oh.
And that was my motivating factor.
Wow. That's interesting. So, now, what do you love about Toastmasters, and what makes it fun for you?
Well, Toastmasters, number one, is that it's a great organization. I mean, where can you step into today where all these individual clubs and people are meeting all around the world and everybody volunteering their time and their energies and putting together clubs that nurture people and provide a safe environment so they can learn how to speak and lead and enhance their life? It challenges me, and it's still challenging. The next is the interaction with fellow Toastmasters.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have one of the gifts that they seem to have that I appreciate is that they're always willing to step up. It's that type of person, and I can do it. Even though it makes me uncomfortable, I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot to say. All the members that I've been in contact with are all interesting, and they have a lot to say, and they say it well.
Well, you know, I've always felt that communication is one of the most important ways to be happy and have great relationships and to enjoy your life. And so, you know, those were a lot of the reasons why I wanted to try Toastmasters originally. And also it was because I was working on writing my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And my writing coach said, well, you know, you're going to have to talk about it. And I said, no, I'm not going to have to talk about it. I'm writing it so I don't have to talk about it. And
good luck.
I had heard so many good things though about Toastmasters, and I was really, really curious about it. And like I said a little bit ago, you were the one that welcomed me when I first came in. You were president of the club and my very, very first evaluator. And I can't even imagine how many lives have been changed thanks to you deciding to join Toastmasters. It's just boggles my mind, especially when I think about you being in it for 17 years. So what are some of the benefits you've experienced from being in the club for so long?
Well, one of the benefits that I have is that I found my voice. I had a lot of things that I wanted to talk about and express,
mm-hmm.
and I never really expressed them because I wasn't confident in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And going through the Toastmaster program and the way that it's laid out with the educational part of the program and the leadership part of the program, I could follow a plan. And at
mm-hmm.
the end of the plan, at the end of the, for example, the first 10 speeches, which is the competent communication manual,
mm-hmm.
I could give a cogent thought, express myself in such a way that I would be received readily.
Mm-hmm.
And in the leadership, that I could take any situation, and through practicing not only at the participation at the officers level, et cetera, but within
mm-hmm.
the program itself, I
mm-hmm.
became a better facilitator in any situation. And what turns me on the most is that I could provide an environment for other people that they also can find their voice and also experience this side of them. To take control, take charge, not control, but charge, and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
It changed my life around.
Well, I am totally convinced that Toastmasters changes lives. It's definitely changed my life, and it's so funny because when I walked into the club that very first night and you greeted me and made me feel so welcome, I ended up joining the following week, and I had no idea then, Tim, that I would stay in it for 12 years. And it's so funny because I love what you always say. You always say it's your favorite place to be on Wednesday nights. And it really is an amazing place to be because, like you said, there's so many different people telling their different stories and helping each other learn and grow, and it's all about personal growth, really, for me, even more than personal development, professional development, because for me, I'm not working in a corporation, so it doesn't really matter. But our club seems to get a lot of entrepreneurs and also authors and people who are not working in big corporations. So that's one of the things that makes it fun, I think, is that we get so many different people talking about different topics.
That's absolutely. And also, Tempest Thompson, who is one of our past district governors and actually was at the international level,
mm-hmm.
once told me that what goes on Wednesday night is simply practice to take out into our lives, whether it be personal, professional, or social.
Mm-hmm.
And that the important thing was is that we practiced every week, every day, what we do and practice on Wednesday evenings. And I found that to be a very valuable piece of advice.
It's so true. And, you know, right from the start, it seemed like I started thinking of Toastmasters as being like Gold's Gym for our communication, speaking, and leadership skills, you know. And you know how if you don't go to the gym for a while, you start losing fitness and
correct.
Strength. It's the same way with the Toastmasters. I notice that if I'm even gone for a couple of weeks, that's one of the reasons I like to go weekly whenever I can, is because each week, going each week, it makes it more comfortable. You get practice, and it starts seeming more and more normal to be up in front of the group. So, yeah, that's one of the things you've inspired me to do, and then also to do the manual more than one time. I thought, you know, the basic manual, that's really was great advice also.
Oh, well, thank you. I found that the manual is like doing scales in music. Well, I think there's 16 advanced manuals of different types of speeches and different ways to go, but each one of them is based on the 10 basic lessons. You know, organize, get to the point, how do you say it, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so to keep practicing those makes it very easy to do any of the other manuals.
You're right. I had never thought of it as like practicing scales, but it's true. It's all about practice. Really, everything in life that you want to get good at, you need to practice. You need to focus and you need to practice. And it's a way to do that by going to the club meetings.
Yes. And it's communications is an exercise specific. A person can read about communication skills and so forth in a book and even listen to tapes and watch DVDs, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually get out there and practice it on a regular basis really enhances those skill sets.
That's really true. And one of the nice things is that one of the ways that you can practice it is by doing those 10 speeches in the basic manual is when you start out. And then also you get practice by volunteering to be Toastmaster or Table Topics Leader or Grammarian or General Evaluator, those different types of jobs as well.
That's right, because remember when we went to that district conference where Darren LaCroix spoke? And his secret to be a successful communicator and speaker, et cetera, was stage time, stage time, stage time.
That's right. I remember that. And I remember that. And you would say it all a lot, too. And it's so true. I mean, the more often you can get up there and sign up to do one of the roles each week instead of just hoping that maybe they'll call you for table topics or hope they won't. I have to admit the very first year that I was in Toastmasters, I avoided doing table topics by signing up for one of the other roles every time or else doing a speech because at least that was something I could prepare for.
Yeah, interesting. I did that with the evaluator. I was intimidated in the evaluation part of the evening to give an evaluation to some of the speakers that were so good. I didn't have the confidence in myself to be able to think that I could say or observe them that could actually improve them. So
you know,
I signed up for everything.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're right. That was the one thing other than doing table topics that I avoided during the first at least year, maybe two, was being an evaluator because I feel it's so important and I love the way Toastmasters does the evaluations because they're looking for what you do well and then a couple areas for improvement and then more things that you do well. So it is a way where you end up feeling really good about what you've been doing, and then you can have some ideas for how you can improve.
Oh, yes. In fact, J. Paul Getty said in one of his wrote in one of his books that one of the aspects of leadership of a successful leader is they learn how to give advice that can be received in public.
Interesting.
And there we are every night, every Wednesday evening at our club,
mm-hmm.
practicing that very important skill set and how to motivate people to go forward. And I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I really love that a lot. There's something else that I was thinking of to ask you about when we started talking about that. And all of a sudden I've forgotten what it was, but I will remember in a minute. And the thing is, you know what, we're getting close to halfway through the 30 minutes of the recording. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the questions that I like to ask, and then we'll get back to talking about Toastmasters. So everyone out there listening, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Tim, I feel like one of the ways to enjoy it more is by learning about communication. So it's such an important part of life, and it's helped me in every part of my life. It definitely has. And one of the ways that it helped a lot, though, is learning to be a better listener. That was something I didn't even realize was going to happen through Toastmasters, but we learned to be better listeners there also, and that's part of how we do the evaluations, right?
Correct. Yes, listening with purpose, I determined for myself. I listened to find what's important to. I learned how to listen to what's important for people,
mm-hmm.
what their passions are, what makes them nervous, and many, many, many different aspects in listening to a speech or a person speaking to me, and to be able to get more in tune with who they are, so I become a better receipt point for their message. And as a result, I'm able to tone my message back to them so that they're able to hear me more, which makes me feel good. So I see listening as a springboard, and it's very important. It's 50% of the equation.
Well, you know, that brings me to something that you had told us about a lot of years ago called TNK, True, Necessary, and Kind. And it's so funny because yesterday, just before, this is just the day before I'm going to have you on, I see on Facebook a poster that says, is it true, is it necessary, is it kind? And those are such important questions to ask yourself, I think, in anything. But, you know, with the evaluations, that's where we really get to practice it at Toastmasters.
That's right. That's right. And it's such a great social skill.
Mm-hmm.
To interface with people and to modulate, you know, my own personal thoughts and emotions,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to put it through that filter. And I don't know, countless times have I learned to just keep quiet and let these thoughts pass through me without having to express them, because they don't fit into that equation.
That's interesting. Yeah. That fits in with something, a comment that someone had put on one of them is about, will saying this be better than just having the silence?
Well, I had an uncle, Uncle Martin, whose
mm-hmm.
favorite quote was, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, just say nothing at all.
Oh, I know. I grew up hearing that, too. And it just, you know, it sounds so simple, and yet it's so true. I mean, why bring up the bad things? Why not bring out the good things? Because when you point out the good things, those things expand. You know, the person starts focusing on those. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about the way Toastmasters does things, is that it attracts positive people who are interested in personal development and professional development, personal growth, and they're willing to try new things. They're willing to step, even if it's a little tiny bit, outside of their comfort zone so that they can do new things. And I remember Dr. Wayne Dyer, as you know, he's been an incredible teacher in my life. And one of the things he had said on his tapes, what do you really want for your children, is that one of his daughters had said, oh, I'm going to be a dancer someday. And he's going, well, what about doing some dancing then? And she goes, oh, I'm waiting for my confidence. And, you know, he pointed out that's, you get the confidence by doing. And it's so true. And that's why it helps going to Toastmasters, is because you actually, like you said, you get to do You get to do it and practice, not just look at it or watch someone else do it.
Yes, and I think that the Toastmasters they have an adventuresome spirit, because the second greatest fear we have is public speaking. And we all face it. And every Toastmaster, every person that walks in the front door is willing to face that challenge in their life and to overcome it. Well, that's a special type of person.
And it's also, I guess, a special kind of person that stays in it for a long time as well, you know. Because
I have that we're the smart ones.
I actually have to say that I agree with you, though, because it's so smart to learn as much as you can about communication, about talking, listening, about getting your point across. For a long time, I've thought what you say is important, but how you say it is even more important. And that's one of the things that we're able to practice doing in Toastmasters, is practice how we're saying it.
Yes. Yes. Very important. It's the quality. I think it enhances the quality of one's life to have that confidence. Like earlier we said that I was shy. I still am. You know, that's who I am. I have a shy personality for myself. I'm very happy to go through a whole day without having to talk. At the same time, with the Toastmasters organization and the skills and the practice I've done, I can go into any group and immediately start up a conversation. Well, that's table topics. You know, how to talk to people, how to have a minute or two thought to give out, be able to stop talking and listen to them. All these basics that I do on Wednesday night, I immediately migrate that into my other life, into my real life. And the quality, I have become a richer person and have a richer life experience as a result of my participation.
I know exactly what you mean, because all those things are so true for me too. And I, you know, back when I walked in that door, I never would have dreamed that I would still be going in 12 years. And now I can't imagine not going, because it's so important to keep learning and growing, and it's so interesting. And it also feels good as you get in there for a while, being able to help the newer members as well.
Yes, very important. I find that to be able to bring somebody up in their skills and watch the people grow when they walk in the front door and they give that first speech, and watch them progress through that series of 10 speeches, and at the end, as they complete the manual, how polished they've become, how confident they've become, and how well-spoken they've become. It just makes my heart feel good.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait to get the next new person in. Come on in, guys.
I totally agree. It just amazes me when I look at some of the people in our club who've been in it for a number of years now, that joined after me. So in other words, I saw what they were feeling when they began, and it's just so incredible. It's like, I guess what it does is it helps you be who you are and feel comfortable expressing what's in your heart. It's not about getting up there and reading someone else's words, or even acting where you're reading other people's words. It's about speaking from your heart. And that's what changes lives. It really changes lives. And then we learn from each other, and it's entertain each other, and sometimes really have a lot of laughter as well. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun way
to learn. It's wonderful. That's what, we talked about this earlier today, is we have found our voice. We can express ourselves, who we are, why we're about. And we never have to not be able to express ourselves. We've enhanced the bandwidth of our expressive opportunities. And that's just fantastic how many different situations that we can go into and feel comfortable, whereas before we were felt out of our league. Now we welcome them.
Yeah, and you get used to that feeling of that it has to be uncomfortable at first while you're learning, and that it's okay to make mistakes, and that you can learn from the mistakes, and that sort of thing. And if I hadn't been in Toastmasters, I wouldn't have ever had confidence, definitely, but also the knowledge that I needed in order to start this radio show, and it also helped me get over my fear of taking singing lessons. Now I'm out singing with Dudley. It's amazing how it can, you know, go from one thing to the next once you start realizing how good it can feel to be willing to go past that initial fear and think
That's
of it
right.
as excitement. Realize that fear and excitement feel a lot the same, and that to focus on the excitement of it. And if it is something that's both scary and exciting, it's something that can help you grow, and it can help you feel really proud of yourself just for trying to do it, I think.
That's right. And you've, I want to say before we leave that you've been an inspiration to me. Your commitment to living the life you live, getting up there every Wednesday when you spoke, and relate that to us. I said, oh, thank goodness, Margo is speaking again. Now I'll be able to tune in and remember it, and I won't forget it. And finally, after all these years, I accept your philosophy, and I love the way you talk about it. You're, I would consider, a success story for our particular 1441, one of our stars.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, living the life you love is so important. And it's just living your life your way and being able to do that and be able to do things that are scary and exciting so that you can grow. You know, we're almost out of time. It's already 26 minutes into the show. And so I'd like to know, what advice do you have for our listeners?
That's a good question. The advice I have for your listener is to, first of all, have faith in your game. Whatever you're doing, have faith in it that you're successful, you're doing it correctly, and that you're a valuable asset to wherever you are. And also, I think that I would say that every morning when you wake up, go into the bathroom or wherever you go and look in the mirror and say to myself and say to yourself, you're the kid, you're the best, and the world is waiting for you to come and entertain them.
Oh, I love that, Tim. That's fantastic. And also, there was the quote from Khalil Gibran that you had said about work the other day that I think we have just enough time that you can tell us a little bit about that, and that I thought was wonderful, too.
Yeah. Work that Khalil Gibran wrote The Prophet.
Right.
And in The Prophet, a workman said, tell us of work. And the elder of the village said, work is love made visible.
Mm.
And so
I love
when
that.
We work, yes, we are expressing our love for life. We are expressing that inner part of ourselves that wants to serve, that wants to give. And that we always should look at love as an work as an opportunity to express love. And life will be automatically be richer for anyone who practices that.
That's so true. Yeah, that is so true. Well, Tim, I just have to say thank you and thank you, thank you, thank you for being the president of our club, and especially for doing it twice. And for being an evaluator and mentor for me and for so many other people. And you just made such an incredible difference in so many lives. I can't even imagine how many. And I just really hope that at least one of the people listening to this show will go out and give Toastmasters a try, because they can go as a guest once or twice free, and they can check it out, and they can check out different clubs and see what one feels right, and I love ours.
Yeah, well, I'll say one thing. I can tell everybody one thing for sure, is that they will get their money's worth.
Yeah, no
whatever
doubt
they
about
put
it.
In, whatever they put in, money, time, energy, they will get a tenfold return.
Yeah,
so
that's
don't
so
hesitate.
True. That's
Sign
true.
Up.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. Thank you again for everything. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to seeing you at Wednesday night Toastmasters, Southern Marin Toastmasters 1441, where we learn while having fun.
Yes.
Bye, Tim. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for
bye-bye
being on the
now.
Show. Bye.
Bye-bye.